Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es war im Perik Ches, Mishnah Ches. Dam Tmimim, Bedam Bali Mumim. We have blood from a carbon that has no mum. That got mixed up with blood of a carbon that does have a mum. Can't be used for Zrika, Yishafech La'ama, this too, pour it into that channel that runs through the Azara. Now here Rabbi Eliezer won't disagree. Because we already explained, the Dam of a Bal Mum is considered repulsive on the Mizbeach. It would be over a laugh. Now, until now, we're talking about blood that got mixed up. It's a mixture. Now we're talking about cups of blood, not the blood itself that gets mixed up. In other words, we have a cup of blood, a kais of blood, from an animal that's a balmum that got mixed up with cups of blood from kosher karbonis. None of this blood can be used for the mizbeach. Each cup may have the blood from the balmum. But what do we do if a kohen, on his own, without asking, put the inside of one of these cups onto the mizbeach? What happens now? Kois bikoises. A cup of blood from an animal that's a balmum got mixed up with cups of blood from kashra karbonis. Rabbi Eliezer says, that if karav kois echot, if the kohen, not acting properly, but lamaisa he did it. He was zoyrik, the blood of one of the karbonis. Yikrivu kala kaisis. Okay. So the blood of all the remaining cups could be used. We're going to assume that the blood that already went up on the Mizbeach, that was the one from the Balmum. And the blood that's left over is kosher, like we had before in regard to the Avrim. The Chachamim say, no. If you took the blood from one cup, you're assuming pink, that was the one from the Balmum. The Chachamim say, afilu karvu kulam chutz me'echad me'an. Even if the blood of all the cups went up on the Mizbeach, one was left, Yishafech lo'ama. Pour that one out. For all I know, maybe all the blood that went up was from the kasha. One of this is the one from the Balmum. Now, if you remember what we learned earlier, even Rabbi Eliezer holds by the Avrim that you have to be makriv two at a time. So we have to be sure that one of them is kasha. So here two of the Mefarshim say that the cups would have to be brought up two at a time, even the remaining kaisis. I have to be sure that at least one of them is kasha. Now, why do I need the same machloikis that we had in regard to Avrim, whether by mistake you did one, what do I do with the rest? Why do I have to have the machloikis both by the Avrim as well as in regard to Dam? So the Batanur explains as follows. By the Avrim, maybe I would say, look, by the time I get up to putting the limbs on the Mizbeach, the kapara is in place already. The Iker kapara is with the Dam. That's why Rabbi Eliezer is makel and says, okay, the one that went up, Mistam, that was the problem. One of the rest is good. But here that we're talking about the dam. The dam is the ikar kapara. So maybe here Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't say this. Oh, just because he was already zorik, one of the cops, I should say, that was the balmum and the rest is good? No, here I have to be more machmer. So the Mishnah is telling us, no, the same achleik as we had in regard to the Avrim, we have in regard to the dam. L'chatchil Yishataka pour it out. But if the Kayan was makriv one of them, Rabbi Eliezer assumes the rest is good. The Chachamim say even if one is left, you have to assume that it's not good.